and welcome to this CINCOM podcast on customer experience in the contact center. Today I'm speaking with Trent Fulcher, who is Program Director for Customer Experience Management at CINCOM. I think you'll find Trent brings a wealth of practical know-how to us on this topic from his background as an international consulting manager who specialized in developing customer experience strategies. Trent also has held previous positions at PricewaterhouseCoopers, IBM, and Microsoft. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning, Randy.
Trent, I know you recently delivered a webcast on creating, managing, and delivering the best customer experiences in your contact center. And at the end of this program, I'll give the web address where our listeners can go view that webcast in its entirety. But for now, I'd like to explore some of the information you covered during this webcast. So if it's all right with you, Trent, why don't we start by giving me your definition of customer experience and telling us why it's so important.
Well, thank you, Randy. When we talk about customer experience, I think there's a lot of misconceptions in the market about what customer experience is. People confuse or liken customer experience with customer relationship management, with customer interaction management. And a technical definition of customer experience management is one where it's the experience that results in customers becoming advocates for your company. It creates an environment where referrals and retention are increasing, which ultimately leads to profitable growth. That's more of a technical answer, but I think the real-world answer would be that customer experience is really the experience that your company delivers to its customers across all of its channels, so be it in the branch, in the over the telephone, over the web chat, even through SMS, that really personifies the brand of an organization and delivers the brand promise through those interaction methods. So it's really every experience summed up into a total experience that a customer has with a company. And I think if you look at, well, I'll speak for being here in the UK where I'm currently living, when you work with a retail bank, you could have a very good experience coming through the contact center and on the internet. But if you go to a branch, it's always such a negative experience because you have to wait a long time. Usually the staff are not prepared to help you. There's never enough tellers to serve you. And so the bank could be doing such a good job at getting the other channels to provide a good customer experience, but then you go to the branch and it just completely destroys the overall experience that you have with that brand. So getting it right across all your channels is really key.
Well, Trent, clearly the contact center is an important, if not the primary, customer touch point for many organizations. How well are contact centers actually servicing the customer today?
Yeah, not very well, actually, and I think there's a few reasons for that. Just to back up a moment to talk more kind of holistically about customer experience, one of the main reasons why this is so important is that companies have traditionally competed on price and product differentiation, but because of the advent of technological changes are happening so quickly these days, customers are much more aware of the choices they've got in the marketplace, you know, because of the internet and other information sources. The competitive differentiation is really starting to move more into what type of experience you can portray as a brand. And so what we're seeing in a lot of industries, especially financial services, is that the products and services are all very commoditized. Loyalty is decreasing overall. Customers are becoming less and less loyal. And it's really the organizations that get the experience aspect of that right that are winning. And it doesn't necessarily mean they've got better products or they've got cheaper products. They're just delivering a better experience. And in fact, in a lot of cases, organizations that provide a better experience can charge more for their products and services in their competition. So how does that relate to the contact center? Well, I think, you know, 25 years ago, let's use an insurance example. If you went to get an insurance policy, you might begin that journey in the branch of your local insurance office, meeting with an insurance sales representative. And you could have a face-to-face meeting, find out about the product options, potentially sign up for that policy on the spot there. And then if you have a subsequent claim in the upcoming months, you'd have an assessor come out to visit you. You know, you'd have, again, face-to-face contact. You may have some interaction with the contact center by the time the whole process ends. But for the most part, the contact center would represent, 20, possibly 30% of the entire customer experience. Nowadays, the contact center accounts for more like 80, 85% of that entire journey. So when I look for an insurance policy these days, I'll typically do my research on the internet, find the company that I want to do business with, typically sign up on the website, and then every interaction from there I'm going to have with a contact center. In fact, my house was recently flooded last week, and I had to call in and claim on a couple of laptops that were damaged. The entire experience thus far has happened through contact centers. The experience has been very, very poor up to this point. The agents have been ill-prepared to take my call and to deal with my call. They're actually quite rude on the phone, and I'm now being pushed over to one of their partners to finish the claim process. So the contact center is raising in importance to organizations because more and more of the customer journey is being handled out of the contact center. The flip side of that is the overall experience that consumers and customers are getting in these contact centers is incredibly negative. In fact, I think Accenture did a report last year that showed that of the customers that left an organization, that defected from an organization, at least 50% of those customers left because of bad experiences that came out of the contact center. So there's massive room for improvement in this space, but also a lot of opportunity for those organizations to get it right.
Well, Trent, if contact centers really aren't doing the job that they should be doing, how are some of the ways that companies really can deliver more value to their customers?
Well, I think it begins with a holistic approach towards customer experience. Customer experience is not, it's not a silver bullet. It's not putting a piece of software into an organization. Customer experience, it begins at a management level, at a strategic level. It includes a specific strategy for changing the experience that an organization offers. And from that, there's obvious process change, there's technology change, potentially people change, behavioral change. So there's a lot of elements to it. Typically, what we would do with organizations is we come in and we help an organization understand what type of experience their customers are looking for. And oftentimes we can do that with focus groups. So we invite some key customers in, and typically we like to speak with profitable customers, because profitable customers are usually the ones that are advocates for the company. And the reason they're profitable is that they align closely with the brand and the type of experience that the company currently provides. So we want to talk to those people. We don't necessarily want to talk to disgruntled people. Because if I use the example of, say, the airlines, you know, if I fly British Airways from the UK to Chicago, and then I've got to take a Southwest Airlines flight from Chicago to Cincinnati, I'm a real advocate for British Airways. I think they're a great airline. And if they did a customer experience survey for me at the end of the flight to Chicago, I'd probably score them quite highly, because I think they do a very good job, and they're very in tune with their customers' needs and requirements. But if I then got off that flight and got onto a Southwest Airlines flight, my experience would be quite different. Obviously, I don't get a seat. I've got to pay for my food, and you know, it's very different. It doesn't mean that Southwest is providing a bad service. It's just not providing the kind of service I expect. And so I'm not their typical customer or not their target customer. So if Southwest took a look across all their customers to try to make them happy, they would obviously begin to dilute their brand and their focus. So what we want to do is we want to speak to the most profitable customers in the organization, just a segment, say 30 to 50 of these customers. We want to ask them two questions. Number one, what is the desired experience that they expect out of a provider of your company's products or services? So we don't want to ask them what they think about your company. They want to ask them about your type of company, your type of organization, and get a kind of an independent view. The second question we want to ask them is, how well is your company doing on meeting those expectations? And that'll really give us a baseline. Again, we're listening to the profitable customers. We're getting a baseline of what their expectations are of your type of provider of services or product. And then we're also asking them how well you're doing in terms of those expectations. Once we have that baseline, we can then take those two questions and the answers to those questions out to a wider group of customers across quite a large group of customers, typically 65 to 70%, and these are really customers in your group that that are seemingly satisfied. And if you do customer satisfaction surveys, these are typically the customers that have one, maybe two products. They say they're satisfied, but in a lot of cases they're at risk of defecting because of a better price offer from a competitor. And so it's typically these 65-70% of the customer base. We then want to go out and do some web surveys, you know, send them a hyperlink, ask them to go to the website and fill out a very short survey and incentivize them to do that, you know, offer them a free offer of some kind. And the response from this wider group of customers, say 300 to 500 customers, will give us a lot of insight into how well the organization is doing on meeting the expectations of their profitable customers. And again, it will give us a nice baseline to say, here's the experience we're currently offering our customers, and here's the experience that they desire. And typically there'll be a gap. And it's that gap is our areas that we can focus to improve. And typically these areas of improvement come in three areas. They come in process changes, which account for, say, 75%. They come in probably another 15-20% for technology changes, and then changes with people. And typically the people is the smallest amount. But these are the areas that we can then put an action plan together and say, here's what we need to change. And so the process for change is really dictated by what the customers desire.
Well, Trent, then once you have defined what your most profitable customers want and desire is the best customer experience, and you put action plans into place to make those experiences better, what are some of the important KPIs or metrics for measuring how you're actually doing on those best customer experiences?
Well, Randy, that's a really good question, because these contact centers are typically cost centers, and they're measured on operational efficiencies. And oftentimes, those operational efficiencies, or drivers for the operational efficiencies, will dilute the positive experience that the brand is seeking to portray through that contact center channel. So what we're looking for are some metrics that not only can create an efficient environment, but also add value to the experience that we're having with the customers. Because what we want to do is use this channel to create advocates of our customers, so they are referring others to us, and they're obviously buying more from us and retaining a lot longer. And we're also obviously wanting to operate a fairly efficient environment. So we have a few areas that that we recommend in terms of good measures. You've got your traditional transactional metrics, and typically I break these down into people, product and service, and the process areas. So in terms of people, we want to look at agent turnover, agent satisfaction. Agent satisfaction is quite a key one, because if agents are satisfied and happy, then that portrays happy experiences to customers, which leads to a better experience to the customer. So those are some metrics we want to track, and typically we can either get these out of HR systems or doing surveys with our agents. Then we've got typical product and service metrics that would come out of an organization, transactional metrics, and then we've got process metrics in the contact center, the ones that you would imagine: speed to answer, abandonment rates, callbacks, overdue callbacks, complaints, et cetera. And we can take those operational metrics and gain a lot of insight from them. But the key metrics that we really want to start to target are things like customer advocacy levels, customer satisfaction index, good positive scores around mystery shopping if your organization employs mystery shopping techniques. We want to look at things like brand preference, obviously retention, referral levels. And once we can begin to look at those customer experience type metrics, then we can create a direct link from those metrics into things like revenue, profitability, and market share. But it's really honing in on those customer experience metrics that will really make the difference in the type of experience that we're portraying long term.
Great stuff, Trent. You know, there's been so much written and talked about on this topic of customer experience management, and so much of it's been theoretical. I want to thank you for joining us today and sharing some of your practical how-to ideas on this topic. For those of you that want to hear more from Trent on this topic of creating, managing, and delivering the best customer experiences in your contact center, go to www.cencom.com/CEM webcast. There you can view this entire 60-minute webcast. So again, that web address is www.cencom.com/CEM webcast. Thank you for joining us for this podcast, and we hope you can join us on this next episode of CENCOM Contact Center Insights. Goodbye for now.